This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it's a solid night. You know, proud of him. You know, three knocks and then, you know, makes contact there in the ninth off a good closer. Just proud of him. It was a good night. Made the plays at first base. I thought that was super positive. So definitely, you know, a small step in the right direction, no doubt for Ko. But I feel like he's been taking a lot of small steps in the right direction and just, you know, optimistic about him. And, you know, at some point his time will come and get an opportunity.
That's Tony Manzolino. Some point Kobe Mayo will come.
What are you talking about, Holmes?
Kobe Mayo reached base four times yesterday. He walked three times and then got a bloop hit off of Manuel Clase in the ninth inning. Alas, the Orioles lose 6-3. Brandon Young, 4 1/3. Book of Bone had him at five innings over under. Bone lost a lot of money yesterday.
He could have, I mean, again, make this make sense to me. What is going on here? He's a puppet for a GM who said it's over. And it's been over since they fired their skipper and put this bigger puppet manager in place. But Brandon Young, we got to watch Sagano pitch out of jam after jam after jam. He's got no upside. He's a horrible major league pitcher. But Brandon Young doesn't get to pitch out. Like, Brandon Young gets capped at 75 pitches. Like, don't we need to find out about Brandon? They're the ones pushing Brandon Young. He's one of the few high minors arms they have that they can even pretend to push. And we're going to Kittredge in the fourth inning?
But don't you think that's a mandate from above?
But
because
what's the
with Young, he's only completed five innings once.
I don't care what it is. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I'm a little surprised. 73 pitches. You don't let him keep going.
Yeah, but that's just been
Brandon. No, I get it. His career high is five exactly.
And he's always been around that pitch count there.
Well, that's partly how they
filled him up. Is that the big leagues?
That's their big leagues. How many times have we talked about Grayson
Rodriguez?
Take
them out. I'm talking about the real world. Not this backwards, fake, different than everybody else thing they're trying to sell you. I'm talking about what works in the major leagues.
No, I hear you. But my point is, probably what he's been throwing.
Here his last few starts. So 73 last night.
It's August. He can't go more than 75 pitches.
Hear
Stop.
Me 73 last night, 76 against the Marlins, 66 against the Mets, 71 against Texas, 61 against Texas. Then it was back in April. So it's been around that the entire time.
And is that player development?
I don't think this is the one major league pitcher that they've developed.
How's he ever going to learn to pitch out of it if you don't let him? Like
I think it's a great
question. You're 12 games below 500. The guy running the show said we're done. We're sellers. There's no intrigue. But yet I got to watch this crap and then listen to this guy spew that stuff after. Do they talk to each other? Do they have each other's phone number? Can he text him? Hey, in case Skip, you haven't figured it out. We suck. It's over. Don't keep talking about wins and losses. We got to sell player development.
I don't think they're allowed to talk during games, but I would assume Elias talks to Tony Manzolino before and after games.
Well, wasn't that going on when Sashi Brown was the GM of the Browns?
And, yeah, that's illegal.
They didn't stop his earning
they
potential.
They got fined. Sashi took a stray.
Sashi made it in the Orioles. Yeah.
Give him credit where it's due.
Yeah, he was like talking to
quite a resume
to the coach's room.
But like, he's sitting there You watch Mayo do what he did, which is we buried him all month. We put him in a tough situation. He gets on base four times. He can't even really endorse that after the game. And he's giving you this cockamamie reason why we really needed to see Andrew Kittredge in the middle innings. And I'm just like,
maybe they're trying to sell him for trade.
At what point do they act like they have any sort of singular like solidarity in who they are and where we are as a franchise and what they need to embrace to at least get something out of these games?
I'll interrupt the screaming for 1 second. I don't agree with this, but I think in their own demented way, they go to Kittredge because they're selling him. They're like, they want to go to him in a situation with runners on base because they're selling him to other teams.
Now, why don't you sell him at the top of the next inning once we see if Brandon Young gets out of this? Bro, it's the fifth inning. You got plenty of time to pitch Kittredge tonight.
I'm not saying
I want 125 out of Brandon Young. I'm saying, hey, man, he's all they got right now. He's the only young, interesting starting pitcher they have.
Is he interesting, though? Yeah, he's young.
Would you rather watch that or Sagano?
No, I hear you. You know what you do?
Go to Kittredge when Sagano loads him up again in the third after giving away a three-run lead, three batters in.
That's a heck of a point. You could have done him yesterday.
Right? But Sagano gets this long runway to watch him sweat and just gyrate and just look utterly uncomfortable, look like he wants to get on the first thing hopping back to Japan. But Brandon Young doesn't get a chance to
I have a theory on that as well. They're selling Sagano.
They're not getting anything for Sagano.
Maybe they don't believe that.
They have to.
Trade him for a couple lottery tickets. They want him off the team. They got to show him the moxie, Jason. He's got moxie. Sweating in Cleveland.
They can't do anything right.
I don't disagree with you.
They can't get the simplest things right. And if you somehow think they're going to tightrope this trade deadline, you're out of your mind.
Can't wait to ask Steve Phillips about that.
Because they do nothing. No. And what happens when you do nothing? They always tell you these things sort themselves out. Yeah, they do. Grayson Rodriguez hurt a lat that he's never quite really ever come back for, making extra starts in Norfolk he never had to make. Adley started his career later than he should have because of an injury that you allowed to happen. Like, you punted on a whole year of Bradish to get 9 starts out of him to bring us to a point now where you're going to try to run him out there in August and act like that's some sort of like positive sign for what's going to happen next year. Your skipper wasn't even there to watch Grayson, your alleged ace, throw 89 in the pen in Fort Myers in February. Like, what's going on? How can anybody in that ownership group think this is anywhere close to major league caliber?
It's ugly. It's really ugly. And the Orioles lose again. They've lost the first two games of the series. By the way, that guy, Jose Ramirez,
who's just keep waiting because you're going to get nothing for Mullins and you're going to get nothing for Sagano and you're going to get nothing for Eflin and you're going to get nothing for Kittredge. Keep running Soto and Domingos out there. You ain't getting much for them.
I think Domingos might get
and you're going to cling to your core. You're going to cling to your core. Your alleged core. Your alleged core that doesn't exist.
By the way, Cedric Mullins has the... there are only 6 hitters in all of baseball who have a worse on-base percentage than Cedric Mullins this season. I'm the batting average guy, but on base, that's bad.
He should have been gone.
Yeah. In the words of Steve Perry, should have been gone.
And all Dylan Beavers does is have a .410 on base every month in AAA, and he'll never make his debut.
No, he will not. Coming up next, we switch to the Ravens. They're on the field. Training camp has begun. But let's go to one of our favorites, and that's Todd Monken. A little monkey business. It's Todd Monken, the best offensive coordinator in franchise history. We discuss next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.